Janet Yellen, American manufacturing is a pipe dream, may not be a desirable goal. By Olivia Rondo on April 14, 2025. Former President Joe Biden's U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blasted President Donald Trump's tariffs on Monday, saying the return of American manufacturing is just a pipe dream that may not even be a desirable goal. Yellen, who chaired the Federal Reserve from 2014 to 2018 prior to heading the Treasury from 2021 to 2025, took to CNBC's Squawk Box to spew her anti-American rhetoric. "Things have been just chaotic," the former secretary said. "The reciprocal tariffs put on and paused, this is really creating an environment in which households and businesses feel paralyzed by the uncertainty about what's going to happen, it makes planning almost impossible." At one point in the interview, she revealed that she does not believe in American manufacturing. "Perhaps it's to bring back American manufacturing. But I really think that's a pipe dream, and not something that is likely to be accomplished," she said, referring to Trump's efforts to bring jobs back to the United States. "And we could even raise questions about whether or not, in a broad-based way, that's a desirable goal," she added. Kentucky businessman and potential Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris slammed Yellen's remarks on X. "The very same left-wing elites who are responsible for gutting our manufacturing base, screwing over our workers and building up the Chinese Communist Party are upset because President Trump is committed to putting America first and ending their globalist agenda." Nate Morris, at Nate Morris, April 14, 2025. "The very same left-wing elites who are responsible for gutting our manufacturing base, screwing over our workers and building up the Chinese Communist Party," he wrote, "are upset because President Trump is committed to putting America first and ending their globalist agenda." In an interview Friday on CNN, Yellen called the Trump administration's tariffs the worst self-inflicted policy wound I've ever seen in my career inflicted on our economy. "The Trump tariff plans are doing immense damage to our economy," she told host Anderson Cooper in her first television interview since Trump re-entered presidential office. Despite Yellen's gloom and doom attitude and lack of support for American manufacturing, her latest statements came just as artificial intelligence AI powerhouse NVIDIA announced plans to build AI supercomputers in Texas and invest up to $500 billion in AI production within the United States. "The engines of the world's AI infrastructure are being built in the United States for the first time," NVIDIA founder and CEO Jensen Huang said. Adding American manufacturing helps us better meet the incredible and growing demand for AI chips and supercomputers, strengthens our supply chain and boosts our resiliency. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.